Let me serve hell notice this morning. You cannot stop us. You cannot block us. We will not bow our knee to you. Let hell fear where the light of the gospel will penetrate its darkness next. Let hell be defeated by our shout. Let God be exalted. Let his enemies be scattered. You know, we celebrated Palm Sunday 2 weeks ago, and then last weekend, we celebrated Good Friday, we celebrated Silent Saturday, and then we celebrated Resurrection Morning a week ago today. And about 11 o'clock yesterday, God the Holy Spirit began to deal with me, and he said, well, what happened after my passion? I said, whoa, wait a minute. Because usually, you know, we look at Easter as a consummation. But now you remember this. Get this down. Tweet this to everybody. God never brings a consummation for any other reason than to become the springboard for an initiation. So anything God brings to a close is simply a beginning. It's never a period. It is always a comma. There is more to come. And I'm going to speak to you about that beginning here just in a moment. I'm going to talk to you about after his passion. And today I'm going to focus on a Holy Ghost revival. We come into the building and it becomes the only place where we ever talk out loud about God. The only place where we dare speak in tongues, and in many modern Pentecostal churches, they don't even allow you to speak in tongues in the congregation. Rarely do we hear a prophecy. Very few ever lay hands on the sick and watch them recover as we are commanded. Yet this was the command Jesus gave his disciples before his return to the Father. Your armor prophesies a conflict. There's a confidence swelling, a confidence that bolsters the soul. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Now I become the aggressor. I'm no longer in a defensive posture. I assume an offensive posture. I'm convinced, I'm fully persuaded that there is still a cross that bleeds, a king that redeems, a prayer that is heard and answered. There is still a born again, fire baptized, Holy Ghost filled church of Jesus Christ, against which the gates of hell shall not prevail. Let me serve hell notice this morning. You cannot stop us. You cannot block us. We will not bow our knee to you. You will not hinder us. And the more you afflict us, the more we will prosper and grow. Let hell bat its blurry eyes in the smoke and mist of the underworld. Let hell question, what will they do to us today? Let hell wring their hands. Let hell sit at their dethroned throne and attempt to work out a battle plan to defeat us. Let hell hear the battle cry of intercession and prayer. Let hell fear where the light of the gospel will penetrate its darkness next. Let hell be defeated by our shout. Let God be exalted. Let his enemies be scattered. Let's talk just for a moment about the practicality of what I have just invested in you spiritually. Because if all we get is a shout, we have missed the mark. Have you ever wondered why they call the Wuhan virus COVID-19 or coronavirus 19? Have you wondered about that 19? Well, that 19 is because it was actually first discovered by the World Health Organization in Wuhan, China on December 31st, 2019. God's a God of timing. 2019. So I thought about that. 70 years backward. 70 years backward. 70, the number of perfect divine order. 70 years before the Wuhan virus reared its ugly head, belching out of the bowels of hell, there's a little place off the northwestern coast, 40 miles west of Scotland, called the Hebrides. The 40s were very, very difficult times around the world, much less an island getting battered by the storms and the winds and the waves of the Atlantic 40 miles northwest of Scotland. They had dirt, single lane roads. They didn't have any motorized vehicles. Their churches had no instruments. They sang only the hymns. Their hearts were pure before God. They were religious. They were trying their very best to please God. But a very strange thing was going on. There were no young people in any of the churches. They were all older people. Here's why. When there is an awakening, that generation which is touched by it will keep the fuel and the fire going. However, the critical point comes at the transference from one generation to the next. Let me ask you a question. Do your children have the fervency for God you do? Do your teenagers seek the face of God in tears with their Bibles open on their beds and their knees knelt beside it? No. Why? We have not prayed. An awakening would come. It would rush through that island. Everything and everyone was affected. But then just about 70 years later, everything had died down. Religion had taken its place, and the younger people had no desire for it. There, from Scotland, came a raging evangelist by the name of Duncan Campbell. Mary Peckham, an eyewitness of that revival, said he had an overwhelming love for young people. He would leave the cloister of the preachers and go with them. He had one goal, said she, souls. Campbell was never even able to give a benediction. Every time he would try to give one, another crowd would come in from outside weeping and wailing. What must I do to be saved? In the 1880s, under John George Gilbert, the founder of the faith mission, people were told, don't come to the altar to be saved. Don't ask us to pray for you to be born again until you have been under conviction of your sin for at least 6 weeks. Conviction. When's the last time we had a prayer meeting that conviction would fall? Well, the health and the economic impact of the COVID-19 virus is really unlike anything you and I have ever experienced in our lifetimes. But this is not a time, now you hear, Pastor, this is not a time for you to shrink back, hide in a corner, and cower in fear. Fear and faith can't live in the same heart. This is a time to call down the Holy Ghost and His power to resurrect inside you and celebrate the season of Pentecost as you have never, ever celebrated Pentecost in your lifetime. Pentecost Sunday, if you don't know, is May 31st. Isn't that ironic? The 31st of May, and it's God's second commanded feast according to His celestial timetable. It's a holy time, a time to come before the Lord. And He said in His word, when you come, do not come empty-handed. Your Pentecost offering, well, could be $50, one for every day between Passover and Pentecost. Or it could be $50, one for you and $50 for your spouse, or $50 for every member of your family. Whatever God speaks to your heart. But know this, He definitely is speaking. And remember, as you give your Pentecost gift, you'll be helping Bridge of Hope continue to send relief to the 50 hardest hit areas in our nation from the COVID-19 virus. You'll be helping hardworking American families that for no fault of their own are without an income. You know, these are difficult times, and I understand that. But as for me and my house, when the adversarial forces of hell threaten us, we push forward with three times the vigor, three times the determination. Very soon, as a landmark to the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to light the Pentecost flame at the Calvary Memorial right here on our campus that you see behind me on your screen. It'll be a lasting testimony that the fire of Pentecost is burning brighter and brighter than ever in every one of us and believing for a great awakening around the world. I want you to be a part of it. When you sow your Pentecost seed of $100 or more, I will permanently inscribe your name or the name of a loved one on the bricks surrounding the Pentecost flame. Think of that. You'll also receive my brand new series, Fire and Light. It's on CD and DVD, along with two vials of anointing oil that I have prayed over from our altar. And for everyone who's been blessed to help us minister the love of God to our hurting nation with a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, in addition, your name will be included with a select group of 120 that will be inscribed on the plaque at the base of that great Pentecost flame at Calvary Memorial. Now, every Pentecost seed sown in obedience opens the door to God's blessing and the manifestation of His power. You don't want to be left out, so write to me today, or just pick up that cell phone. Call the number right there on your screen, or you can log on at rodparsley.com, that secure website. But make sure you do it today, and then get ready for a fresh infusion of Pentecost power and blessing.
The Feast of Pentecost is the second commanded feast of the year, and God's instructions are clear. All should observe this feast and give as they are able. Sow a compassionate Pentecost seed now of $100 and help Bridge of Hope feed hungry American families during the COVID-19 crisis. To thank you, we'll place your name at the new Pentecost flame, coming soon to the magnificent Calvary Memorial. You'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's brand new series, Fire and Light, a new prophetic word on the move of the Spirit during these crucial last days. Dr. Parsley is believing you'll be one of the select group of 125 upper room believers that will help light the new Pentecost flame, a holy testament to the light, fire, and power of the Holy Spirit. When you sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, we've reserved a place of honor for your name on a plaque under the Pentecost flame. There's only room for 120. Please don't delay your very special $1,000 seed. For a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, we'll send you this exciting new series, Fire and Light, plus two vials of anointing oil. Keep one and give one away. Please respond before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Call, text to give, write to us, or visit rodparsley.com. Obedience is the key to blessing. Sow your Pentecost seed before May 31st.
Duncan Campbell decided to go to a neighboring island to continue the awakening. When he arrived there, he found two elderly ladies. Their names were Peggy and Christine Smith. They were sisters. One was 82, one was 84. One was blind, one was crippled with arthritis. God gave them a vision of their church packed to overflowing with young people. Those ladies prayed. The elders began to pray. The key was surrender. Duncan Campbell moved over to a neighboring island, but he hit what we call a hard pan. You go from the great, great outpouring of God to people being dry, there being no shout, there being no unction, there being no anointing. So he called for the elders that prayed in a barn twice a week to jump islands and come there where he was. And he said, listen very closely, if you don't get anything, get the next 3 minutes and it'll change your life. He said, send for the elders and make sure you bring Praying Donald. Praying Donald was a teenage boy, so mightily used of God. And he became the constant companion of the great revivalist Duncan Campbell. When Praying Donald came, revival broke out on that island. There was a girl. She was Donald Smith's, Praying Donald's cousin. She was from Lewis Island. Her name was Mary Ann Smith McLeod. In 1930, she immigrated to the United States, and then 6 years later, she met the love of her life, Fred. Those old praying women I told you of, they were her aunts. They sent her a Bible to America that was used by the great men of God in the Hebrides revival. Mary Ann and Fred began their family in 1937. Their first they named after Fred. The second they named after Mary Ann. The third, they named Elizabeth. The fourth, born in 1947, they named Donald, after Praying Donald of the Hebrides revival. And Mary Ann gave her son Donald that Hebrides Bible. That Donald is now the 45th president of the United States. And that revival Bible lays at this moment in the Oval Office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Could it be that this is our last opportunity? Could it be that this is our last opportunity to restore the moral foundation for our families and for America? Could it be that now is the time to capture this moment when the hearts of people are hurting, when the minds of men are searching? Could it be that this is the moment that biblical history reveals we are living in an age when this generation will not only pray for, but experience the final awakening before the end of this age? Could it be that America is on the precipice of a culture-shaking revival that'll test our moral fiber and test our homes and test our nation as we are being tested now? Could it be that God is giving America one final opportunity to allow His Spirit to be poured out upon the earth before the soon return of Jesus Christ? Revive us again right now. You want Jesus more than anything in this world. I'm not offering you smooth sailing, but I am offering you a safe landing. You say, Pastor Rod, did God send this horrible virus? Absolutely not. But make no mistake about it. He will not sit on the sidelines and not use this to His advantage. Never has the church been watching preaching more than now. I just pray they get preaching instead of pablum. Never before have people been praying as they're praying now. I just pray they're praying for the right thing. Let's pray this. Revive us again. God, send an awakening. Send your Spirit. Send the convicting power of the Holy Spirit on our nation. Send a wave, a mighty refreshing of repentance. And your refreshing, we pray. When the devil has a plan to take you out, God already has a plan in place to not only preserve you, but to protect you. And all God asks is that you obey His command in Deuteronomy 16:16, to come before Him with an offering in your hand. Let me suggest a commanded Pentecost seed of $50, $1 for each day between Passover and Pentecost. For others, maybe $50 for yourself, another $50 for each of your children or your grandchildren. For others, and I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking to many of you right now, to sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000. Your Pentecost seed will also sustain our great Bridge of Hope ministries to hardworking Americans. They're suffering right now during this pandemic. You can do that. You can be the answer right now. Put your Pentecost seed in the mail to me right away, or activate the power of your seed immediately by simply calling the number right there on your screen, or sow securely right now at rodparsley.com. And let me release my faith with yours during the 50 days of fire leading up to Pentecost Sunday for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your life. God's Spirit is moving in power and demonstration, and you and your family need to be a part of this third great awakening in Pentecost. Call now.
The Feast of Pentecost is the second commanded feast of the year, and God's instructions are clear. All should observe this feast and give as they are able. Sow a compassionate Pentecost seed now of $100 and help Bridge of Hope feed hungry American families during the COVID-19 crisis. To thank you, we'll place your name at the new Pentecost flame, coming soon to the magnificent Calvary Memorial. You'll also receive Dr. Rod Parsley's brand new series, Fire and Light, a new prophetic word on the move of the Spirit during these crucial last days. Dr. Parsley is believing you'll be one of the select group of 125 upper room believers that will help light the new Pentecost flame, a holy testament to the light, fire, and power of the Holy Spirit. When you sow a Pentecost seed of $1,000 or more, we've reserved a place of honor for your name on a plaque under the Pentecost flame. There's only room for 120. Please don't delay your very special $1,000 seed. For a commanded Pentecost seed of $50 or more, we'll send you this exciting new series, Fire and Light, plus two vials of anointing oil. Keep one and give one away. Please respond before we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Call, text to give, write to us, or visit rodparsley.com. Obedience is the key to blessing. Sow your Pentecost seed before May 31st.
Pursue your destiny and take the first step toward becoming a world changer at Valor Christian College online. Don't wait till the fall. God is calling you to become a world changer. Enroll for the summer session before May 22nd. Our 8-week courses enable you to work around your schedule. We offer 8 associate degree programs, such as advanced leadership, biblical studies, pastoral leadership, youth ministry, and more. The credits you earn now could roll into a bachelor's program. Valor is a third of the cost of leading universities, offering scholarship opportunities and federal financial aid to qualifying students. Call the number on your screen or enroll online at valorcollege.edu. The deadline to enroll is May 22nd.
What a transformative journey we are on during these 50 days of the fire of Pentecost, leading up, of course, to Pentecost Sunday, May 31st. Now, the Holy Spirit is ordering our steps as this pandemic continues to reorder our lives. And I want you to know, I'm praying for you every single day, every morning, and every night. But I want to pray for you specifically. So send me your most urgent prayer requests so I can agree with you in intercession that you and everyone you love experiences protection, provision, and the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. I hope you have it on your smartphone to join me for 3 days of fire, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 29, 30, and 31st, as we honor God and celebrate Pentecost together. I'll be preaching every service. We'll be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and rodparsley.com. Be a part of it. I'll see you next time on your breakthrough.